I fucked myself up to the point where I had to make a change, but it was also the point where I realized the person looking after me is the person that I love.
Mm. So you must have felt incredibly lucky at that point, and like you didn't want to mess that up.
Fucking A. Like, seriously. And it was around that time where I started trying to speak to my father, my birth father, and she was the first person who I cried to.
Mm.
She was the first person who I was actually honest about that shit that we think about as men. She was the first person who I told that I wasn't feeling good about myself, and I had my own insecurities, and I felt depressed and things like that. And literally, now I look back on it, if it wasn't for that certain moment, that set time where I fucked myself completely, I wouldn't have began to delve into myself or to grow or to deal with the shit that was going on inside. Mm. And 90% of it I'd bottled up so far, I didn't even know I was fucking thinking about it.
Yeah.
As one thing came out, as one conversation started, as I began to open up as a man, as I cried. If anyone hears this and they don't cry, fuck, and crying's fucking good. It fucking is honestly one of the biggest releases in the world. But you don't cry as men in front of females, and that was the biggest thing I faced. I cried in front of her. And the second that I cried in front of her, it just showed myself that I could be vulnerable. And if I can be vulnerable to the point where I'm crying in front of a female, why can't I speak about the shit that's going on? So I do look back on that moment quite a lot, because I'm like, if it hadn't been for her, I don't know what I'd be up to right now. I don't know if those depression episodes that I would go through from either the come down of drugs or being by myself for so long, where I would have put myself. I mean, I admit it nowadays, I've had suicidal thoughts before, never acted on them ever in my life. I've thought about it in the past, whereas I don't have anybody at the point in time. Well, if I don't have anyone, then what's the point of me being around anymore?
Mm.
Stupid shit like that.
Yeah, because even though you were around people and around the scene, you were isolated. You didn't didn't have anyone who really cared about you there, and you knew that.
Not at all. And I mean, those people were there for the good times. But on a Tuesday or Wednesday when you're coming down,
you like that.
Well, who the fuck's around? Yeah. You're by yourself. If you haven't had a good week of work, or you've missed a payment for a certain person, or you've got nothing that week, so where the fuck are those friends?
And in that situation, these people are using you. You know, they're not propping you up and supporting you. And you're using them as well to an extent too, because you want to be part of that distraction and that scene, and you know you're doing what you're doing.
That's it. It goes both ways. Yeah. It goes both ways. I was using them as a distraction that I didn't even realize at the time, and they were also probably using me as a distraction from their own lives. The only thing we had in common was drugs, alcohol, parties. And it did play a big part in me opening up, because once I met my wife, and so the more that I would speak to her and the more I'd open up to her and the more time I'd spend with her, I'd notice these people starting to drop out of my life. And it came down to realizing who was actually there and who wasn't. Because when shit gets hard, that's when you expect everyone to rally around you and to be around you to lift you back up.
Yeah, that's when you find out.
The reality of it was there was fucking no one there. So it was a big eye-opening thing, especially for a male who used drugs and alcohol to mask those things he didn't realize he was thinking or feeling. It was a big thing. So when and if she hears this, it was just from the bottom of my heart. I've said it to her before, but it was just a thank you. Like, seriously, she gave me life. Because, I mean, as I said just before, if I'd carried on the same path I was, kept using, kept doing certain self-abusive alcohol, drug traits, would I have still been here? And that was the thing that I sit back and think on a lot, because I'm like, if she hadn't slipped into my life, where would I be? What would I be doing? Would I still be living the same life? What would I be up to? So, bottom of my heart, fucking appreciate you.
That's very romantic, bro. I love how much of an impact she's had. She must feel like a very special woman, and I'm sure she is. How did she react the first time that you cried and shared those feelings? What did she say to you?
To be honest, it was the fucking exact opposite of what I thought. So I thought crying in front of a female or showing vulnerability or showing what is perceived to be weak, she would have not texted me the next day or not called me or not wanted to be around the same situation that I'm in.
Yeah.
It was the exact opposite. She fucking was right there. She was literally right there. She would call me when I was at work, text me, check in on how I was feeling, I'd go around and see her after work and she'd just chat to me. And like, if I didn't want to speak about something deep or whatever at the time, she'd just sit with me. And like, fuck, I appreciate it much because it was the first time I'd actually had it. And I think one of the big things we face as men is being vulnerable or being, as I perceived, said, what's perceived to be weak in front of your female. You assume the same things I did, that she'll see you as somebody who isn't manly or masculine or fucking the poster boy or the ideal man. But to be honest, once you open up to a female, they feel that connection so much fucking more because you've been vulnerable with them. You're showing them that you can feel and that you do feel, and that as you speak on what you're going through, they see you grow, which in turn is a fucking powerful thing. I mean, the connection that can be built through vulnerability will far outweigh any only good times in life.
Well, because then you're actually being your authentic self and they can see and feel that you're giving all of yourself to them, which people love, and it's very intense, but it shows that it's real, and it gives them permission to then do the same. And that's when it's a real relationship as opposed to a, you know, fair weather sort of a deal.
Well, the thing is, I do speak on it a little bit, but I'm like, if you go through only good times in life, well, then what the fuck prepares you for the bad times? And I think the biggest blessing for me with my wife was we started off, I was still blind. Like, literally, I was a fucking broken man. But I grew from that. So I went from the bad to the good. It makes you stronger as a couple. It makes the connection stronger, and it makes what you've formed. You don't have to worry about hiding those things. I mean, there's still things nowadays which I'm working on myself, which come across as bad traits as a male. I mean, I'm all about speaking up and things like that, but there's still certain things wife or I overshare. I dump it all onto her, which isn't fair of me, but it's just working through what we face as men. But yeah, starting a relationship from the lowest to low was fucking something I've never experienced before. And to be honest, if you're a man out there, you want your connection, you want your relationship to grow, it comes down to communication. If you can communicate that shit that's sitting in the back of your head or the bottom of your heart, you get that out there, the connection and the bond that it forms is so much fucking stronger.
So did you want to become a better man for you or for her when you first hit rock bottom and then looked at yourself in the mirror, hated what you saw her next to you? Were you like, right, I've got to change because I want this girl to be in my life? Or did you want to change because you didn't want to be the way you were anymore? Or was it both?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure why it was. I know for a fact that it was because I wanted to fucking be better than what I was. But I also think it was because the love that she had shown me, I wanted to be better for her. I wanted to face up to that shit and front up to it. So then I, in turn, could be, I don't know, a little bit more healed. I mean, I've had fucking just dumb traits in the past, which I've taken into relationships, which have fucked other people over and things like that. And just spoke about your own, like, insecurity or sense you didn't belong. I'd cheat or I'd run away from relationships. Just dumb fucking shit. Just stupid things that as men we do, which we shouldn't fucking do. So I didn't want to be that person. And I think the sense of finding love and connection with somebody, I wanted to be better for that. I didn't want to lose that. I want to grow off that. And it's hard to pinpoint whether it was for myself or for her, but I think it was a combination of them both.